Hi there. My name is Rory Clark. I'm the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. And I have a question for you. What do you know about God? Well, these 10-minute lessons will introduce you to God and make you aware of some of his attributes. To help you remember the Lord's attributes, we'll use the Creator Clock to help you recognize a few of the many things that are unique and special about your Creator. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator Clock? It is 11 o'clock. Today's lesson, God is omnipotent. God is omnipotent. What is omnipotence? Omnipotence is a word from the Latin root meaning omni, which means all, and potent, which means power. It means God has all the power. He has ultimate, infinite, and total power, which means God can do anything. If God says something will happen, he has the power to make it happen. He has all the power over all things at all times and in all ways. Revelation chapter 19, verse 6 says this, "Then I heard something like the voice of a great multitude, and like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty," which means the omnipotent one, "reigns." The Lord has the power of be. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 says this, Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And that means when an omnipotent God says something should be, it becomes. Can you do that? I don't think so. Luke chapter 1, verse 37, nothing will be impossible for God. If our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, were the genie in the movie Aladdin, what he'd sing to us is, "You ain't never had a friend like me." Womp, womp, womp. Why? Because he can truly do it all. He has the power to hold the universe together. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 says, "And the Lord Jesus Christ is the radiance of God the Father's glory." The Lord Jesus Christ is the exact representation of God the Father's nature. And the Lord Jesus Christ upholds all things by the word of his power. What does that mean exactly? It means that if you ever wondered why stars in orbit don't collide, it's because the Lord Jesus Christ won't let them collide. He holds all things together with the word of his power. God has the power of creation. He made everyone and everything in the universe that has ever been, including you. John chapter 1, verse 3 says this, "All things came into being through the Lord Jesus Christ, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being." Now, Satan complained about the Lord's omnipotence in Job chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. Here's what he said. The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There's no one like him on the earth. He's a blameless and upright man," which means he's a believer in Christ, "respecting God and turning away from evil." That describes all believers in Christ. Job chapter 1, verse 9, then Satan answered the Lord, "Does Job respect and worship God for nothing?" Job 1:10, "Have you not made a hedge of protection about him and his house, and all that he has on every side? You've blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land." See, Satan contends that the only reason that we worship God is because he's buying us. The only reason that we worship God is because he blesses us. God challenged Satan's lie and let Satan attack Job, and at the end of the attack, and here's how he let him attack him. Job chapter 1, verse 12, he said, "Then the Lord said to Satan, Behold, all that Job has in your power, only don't put forth your hand on him." In other words, don't take his life. So Satan departed from the presence of the Lord. And if you want to read Job chapter 1, Satan did a lot of things to poor Job. Killed all of his animals. He killed all of his kids. He took all of his wealth away. Satan put Job through a hellish set of circumstances, and Satan was proved to be a liar because at the end of them all, Job said in chapter 1, verse 32, Job chapter 1, verse 22, through all of this suffering, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God. He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, God has the power over nature. He has all the power over nature. Job chapter 38, verses 8 to 11. Or who enclosed the sea with doors? When bursting forth, it went out from the womb like a baby when I gave birth to it. Job 38, 9. When I made a cloud its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band. Job 38, 10. And I placed boundaries on it, the shoreline, and set a bolt and doors. So the Lord here is and Job 38, 11, and I said, thus far you shall come, but no farther, and here shall your proud waves stop. What God is saying here is that his omnipotence controls nature. And I wonder if you've ever asked God to change the weather for you, because he controls the weather and he's more than willing to do it. A song described God's omnipotence this way: you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. God's omnipotence extends to government and leaders. Daniel chapter 2, verse 21 says, it is God who changes the times and the epochs of the seasons. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to wise men and knowledge to men of understanding. Romans chapter 13, verse 1 says, every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And those authorities which exist are established by God. Now, God hates evil, and he is not the sponsor of evil, but he allows evil to happen to accomplish his purpose. God's omnipotence can even resuscitate people from the dead. John chapter 11, verses 41 to 44 say this. So they removed the stone, and then Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me in prayer. John 11, 42. I knew that you always hear me, but because of the people standing around, I said it so that they may believe that you sent me. John 11, 43. When the Lord Jesus Christ had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. John 11, 44. And the man who had died came forth, bound hand and foot with wrappings, and his face was wrapped around with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. That's right. God is even omnipotent over death. Well, God shares his omnipotence with us, and we can access it through prayer. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22 says this, and all things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 is the ultimate expression of God's omnipotence, and it says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the divine power, omnipotence, that works within us, believers in Christ. God can do anything. And by the way, bad news for you. We're not going to run out of resources. We're not going to run out of water. We're not going to run out of trees. We're not going to run out of air. So you are completely wasting your time recycling. Amen? You don't believe that, but I do. God's omnipotence can do anything for us, and he isn't going to let us run out of water, trees, or air. Well, tick-tock, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 11 o'clock. God is omnipotent. If you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. Keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.